Scott Springer, Cincinnati Inquirer, getting set for the Cincinnati Bearcats Iowa State Cyclone football game this upcoming weekend. And Scott, of course, covers the Bearcats. Scott, how are you doing today?
Real good. The weather's nice. It looks like it's going to be nice again on Saturday. So, you know, maybe in the 80s, sunshine day. And I think everyone in Cincinnati is anxious to have a ranked team come in. Should be a big deal.
Yeah, KMA-FM, you can hear this one from the Cyclone Radio Network, Iowa State, Cincinnati, 9 a.m. pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff. And Scott, you know, Cincinnati, last we saw of them was this past Saturday, going to Kansas, knocking off the Jayhawks, putting up all kinds of yardage, including passing yardage from Mr. Sorsby there at quarterback. You know, tell me about this past, you know, three, four games or so following, you know, the tough passing outcome against Nebraska at Arrowhead, an opening night, and how things have kind of turned for Sorsby in that Cincinnati offense.
Well, the next game was Bowling Green, and he threw for, I think, 333 in that one. And Northwestern State, who that's not really going to scare anyone, but, I mean, five touchdowns in the first quarter and was out of the game, you know, 4 minutes before halftime. And then the pass game, 388, which is his second best ever. He threw for over 400 against Texas Tech last year. So it looks like it's gotten on track. I know a lot of the Kansas media people were in the press box going, well, what in the heck happened against Nebraska, which is a good question. But still, you look at that game, and their last pass from winning that game. I mean, had he thrown it a little more to Caleb Goody away from the defender, and Nebraska made a great play on it. But then they're in the end zone, and they've kind of snuck a win there. So, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, and all that stuff. But, they have a lot of confidence, and some of the backup receivers have now got involved, and they're gaining more confidence. So they're going to need to throw the ball because they, you know, obviously you look at last year's game, they were not able to throw the ball against the Cyclones. He was held to 66 yards. Now, he ran for 141, and Corey Conner had 120, but you got to have some balance. And then Iowa State was, you know, they still have Rocco Becht, and he's still a winner, and they found ways to score late and won the game.
Yeah, Brendan Sorsby again just has really broken out in these last several games, and maybe no surprise to Cincinnati, you know, fans or within the program anyway. I mean, when you look at Nebraska, they do lead the country in passing efficiency defensively, so maybe more to do with Nebraska than with him. But coming off this outstanding performance against Kansas. Now, one thing I'm kind of interested in when it comes to, you know, that is, you know, there is some familiarity with kind of the defense that he will see this week. Of course, the defensive coordinator Tyson Bate comes over from Iowa State. How do you think that plays into Cincinnati's hands in that, you know, they see this defense or they know this defense that they kind of play the same scheme as Iowa State does?
Well, just looking at a base defense, yeah, they see that in practice and they've gone against it. So it has to help a little bit. But obviously, Iowa State is going to throw a wrinkle into it, I would imagine, just as Tyson Bate will probably try to throw some wrinkles into what he does. So the similar schemes, I think they'll have different plans. But you look at what Iowa State has done and only allowing 14 points per game, a little bit over 14, and no fourth quarter touchdown since the Kansas State game there in Dublin. So the Bearcats better have a decent plan because, I vote in the there's a bunch of Big 12 writers that vote each week on the top teams in the Big 12. And Texas Tech has had the lead and Iowa State has had three votes. So I'm here to tell you I'm one of the three because I'm voting them on top. And you know, to be the man, you got to beat the man. That's the way I look at it.
Cincinnati right now, when it comes to Vegas, is the favorite, which maybe raises some eyebrows of people across the country there. But, you know, given their victory on the road against Kansas, now coming home, big opportunity against this Cyclone team. Where do you think Cincinnati has advantages that, you know, Vegas kind of sees that maybe others don't?
Well, the offensive line has only allowed one sack, and that was last week against Kansas, and Kansas has a pretty strong defensive line. So there, I think they still would like to run the ball better with the running back. Sorsby has had his yards, and they are, you know, still running effectively, but last week, Tommy Walker finally got going for 73 yards and got 18 carries. Before, they had been splitting carries between Walker and Evan Pryor. Pryor did bust loose for a long run, and that's kind of his strength there. He's kind of the home run hitter type guy. So they would like to run the ball better, and obviously against Iowa State, they need to throw the ball. I think they have better receivers than last year. The guys last year were okay, but these guys are a little bit faster. Cyrus Allen has had a knack of making plays. Caleb Goody is a burner. Jeff Caldwell's a 6'5 guy that can go get the ball. And then Noah Jennings is the one that had the crazy catch against Kansas on a 4th and 10 that kept that last drive going. He makes a one-handed grab. Otherwise, you know, the Jayhawks win that game. So a lot of confidence and depth in the receiver room, more so than last year.
Talking to the Cincinnati side of this Cincinnati-Iowa State matchup, Scott Springer, Cincinnati Inquirer, covers the Bearcats. Last year, Cincinnati started 5-2, Scott, and of course lost the final five games. Now, things that, you know, they've added some talent, they brought back some talent. Where's the optimism when it comes to avoiding kind of a pitfall that they ran into last year?
Well, for those that are still around, that hopefully they remember that and they don't want to experience that again, because that was just ugly at 5-2, and you had just knocked off Arizona State, who obviously turned out to be pretty good, and you're thinking, well, here you go, you're ready for a bowl game, and we'll see what happens, and then they dropped them all. So and the Big 12 schedule still, you really don't know what each team has because of the portal, because everyone flips the roster. So, you know, after Iowa State, there's UCF, who's probably a little bit better. At Oklahoma State coming up, no Mike Gundy, you know, maybe you should win that, but you never know. Baylor's going to be good. Utah's good. You guys just pounded Arizona, so we'll see how that goes. And I think BYU and TCU are still good. So, Satterfield has said it, and even Lance Leipold said it after the game, that you better get used to games like this. They're not over till they're over. So sounds like a Yogi Berra saying, but it's accurate. I mean, there's a lot of parity going on. And, you know, to me, the only two that I see standing above right now, Iowa State, Texas Tech. And if you can beat those teams or compete with those teams, then maybe you have something.
Well, Scott, what do you think this game comes down to? And if you're into making predictions, what is it?
I think it'll be close. I think it's a highly winnable game for Cincinnati, given the home field advantage and that. They certainly owe Iowa State, because 2 years in a row they've been in games with them, and then the Cyclones pulled away. One thing happened, and, you know, like last year it was 20-17 into the fourth, and then Iowa State, I think, scored two in the last 4 minutes. So that's a bitter pill. I still think enough of Iowa State, and my Cincinnati fans will be mad at me, but I will still take the Cyclones by a field goal. A Bearcat win wouldn't shock me. It would be one of their bigger wins, since given Iowa State's ranking. But Iowa State is, you know, until you knock them off the hill, they're the ones. And Matt Campbell's gotten it done for a number of years. And he knows Satterfield. There's a lot of connections there with the coaches. But right now, I admire the way they play. They find ways to win. And they're maybe not as glamorous and glitzy, but they still get it done.
Sure does seem like a game that's going to come down to the, you know, final possession, maybe a field goal one way or the other. 9 a.m. pregame on KMA-FM, 11 o'clock kickoff, Iowa State, Cincinnati. Scott Springer from Cincinnati Inquirer. Scott, thanks a lot for the time, man. Really appreciate it. And enjoy the game on Saturday morning, all right?
All right. Thank you.